Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. We're here in the studio with Scott Bach, who's going to fill us in a little later on about what's going on in Moradora in the Delaware.
Scott is executive director of ANGRPC, Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs, as well as
NRA board member, yeah.
And constantly fighting for our rights.
First time was better.
Yes, these guys, please.
That's an inside joke.
A lot of technical difficulties in here. Let me just tell you right now, people, I am a jellyfish swimming in a sea of losers, okay? I just want you to know that.
That's good.
I want to talk nationally before we get into New Jersey, and I wanted to send a message out to all of the press in the United States who've basically, as the fourth estate and the largest special interest group for the election and re-election of a president to ever happen in the history of the United States, F you all, bitches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's what it's like. Bend over.
Bohica, bend over. Here it comes again.
Welcome
you
to the party.
You defend this president. You defend this administration.
Uh-huh.
Candy Crowley, you freaking, you lie. You lie during a debate to get this president elected.
Yeah.
And now him and Holder are writing search warrants. We're finding out what they did legally. What about what they did illegally?
She does have the right first name, though.
Candy?
Candy.
Candy,
yeah,
Candy. Candy likes Candy Crowley. Well, let me tell you something. All of them, these subpoenas. Eric Holder signed these subpoenas for the Fox News reporter. Okay?
No, he didn't.
Okay?
He testified to Congress. Where have
Meanwhile,
you been? Meanwhile. He testified to Congress. He did not.
No, he recused
know
himself.
Know anything of this.
Which is like a do-over.
Oh, I guess.
Ali Akbar in Fort Hood, Texas. Workplace violence.
Ali Akbar.
Okay? Workplace violence.
Yes, it's very true.
Our administration
wouldn't say. Wait a minute. Do you know this guy is still on the payroll? He's still getting a check from the government.
$287,000 till he's found guilty.
Thank you very much.
Okay, $287,000.
We're paying terrorists.
And our troops who were killed or wounded will not receive Purple Hearts or will not get any pension or any dispensation because it was workplace violence and not an act of terrorism.
Absolutely right. Nor will their families receive any benefits, health benefits, as a result of
Correct. Because our troops are insignificant.
Of course.
We want to protect the terrorists. Well, let me tell you something. National level, even the New York Times, I mean, the Associated Press is pissed right now. Even the New York Times is pissed with the Obama administration. And this could have some far-reaching ramifications. But a writer for the Times said, under U.S. law, writes Greenwald, it is not illegal to publish classified info. So the Obama administration is claiming that it's illegal for journalists to publish and publishers to solicit such info. That doesn't simply fly in the face of the First Amendment and Vietnam-era rulings guaranteeing press freedoms. He declares this a war on journalism by essentially criminalizing the very act of investigative reporting. Holy shit.
Wait a minute. A war on journalism. Is that like a war on gun owners or a war on...
Second Amendment doesn't count.
Oh, the Second Amendment doesn't count. It's just the First Amendment because that's number one. Right.
So this is unbelievable. Now, I want to talk one more thing nationally, and then later on we're going to go over to Scott. We're going to talk about everything that's going on in New Jersey, but... These two savages that dismembered this army veteran in UK, all right?
While the emasculated public stood by and did nothing but YouTube video it.
Now, I'm going to tell you what happens. This is what, and I'm going to get shit for this, and I don't care. This is what happens when you try to assimilate 13th century savages into a modern society and constantly bend over and acquiesce for them, okay? Yeah. They will not assimilate into a modern society. I don't care what you do. In the UK, they have a tougher problem with Sharia law than us. This guy, with his bloody hands and his bloody tools, he had a hoe in his hand and his cleaver saying there's going to be more of this, it's going to keep coming. They decapitated the guy. They dragged them out in the middle of the street. They cut them all up. Commuters were walking by.
No, there were. If you watch the video, a woman was pushing a baby carriage right past this guy as he's sitting there talking to a camera. It took 30 minutes for the police department to arrive.
The gun unit.
And none of the bystanders there, and I'm not going to call them men because in the UK, they have totally been emasculated.
Correct.
You know, they've been neutered now. We have a citizenry of geldings.
I talked to Joe Senti and a few other cops. They said when the gun unit came, those two guys wouldn't have been just wounded.
Right. Right.
So what I think happens is, Scott, say excuse me. What I think, that was me, ladies and gentlemen. What I think happens, Sandy, is I bet you the use of force procedures in the UK is don't shoot them to kill them, mate. You just got to wing them. Okay?
Yeah,
I guarantee you they're taught to shoot, to immobilize kill. Somebody, yeah. but not well, kill. No, you, not kill.
You know they're going to ban cleavers now, right?
Yeah, cleavers are next to
this is the UK, so if you take out a nail clipper in public, it's considered menacing. There was a guy arrested for this.
Correct, considered menacing. They butchered this kid up. This kid had a baby. He served in Afghanistan.
That's right.
They snuck up behind him. They decapitated him. 13th century savages.
But this is exactly what we want to have happen here in the United States. This is where we're headed.
Sandy,
this
it happened
Fabian
in Boston.
Socialism. Yes, it did happen in
it
Boston.
It happened in Boston.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
And our legislators would move to ban black powder and pressure cookers instead of looking at the real cause, which is the terrorist and terrorist mindset.
We cannot
the
say
terrorist. The same thing with firearms. Let's
That's
ban
right.
the gun, not the criminals. Corey Vaughn sent me a Twitter. Scott, listen to this one. In New York, a Queens teacher was convicted of raping a 14-year-old student. He faces 6 months in jail.
6 months
in New York, if you were caught with an illegal possession of a firearm with no criminal intent, it's a minimum mandatory 3 years in prison.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How is it that you could rape a 14-year-old girl and get 6 months in jail and have a gun with no criminal intent, illegal possession, unlawful possession, 3 years in prison? How is that?
Or the guy with the one extra bullet.
Oh, one extra bullet.
Yeah.
Well, then he's
the
first guy
round,
locked
right?
up on the Safe Act.
The eighth round in the 10-round
But
ten
how is
magazine.
It that 6 months in prison for rape?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Welcome
this
to Sodom and Gomorrah, ladies
right.
and gentlemen.
Exactly right.
Okay, welcome to Sodom and Gomorrah,
exactly
where
right.
we allow it to happen.
Yep.
This revolving door, catch and release criminal justice system that we have. And the UK, it's even worse. Like you said, they've emasculated men there. Mm-hmm. There's no weapons. There's no self-defense. You have to call a friggin' Bobby. How tough can you be if you're called a Bobby anyway? Get the Bobby over here. And then we have to call in the special gun unit. What do they have to do? Fly to fucking Germany to get the guns?
Probably so.
And bring Ann Merkel had them in her valise or something?
Probably. They could have just went down to the hood and got some of the illegal guns that come through London.
I mean,
but they didn't do that, did they?
Listen.
Well, this is what happens when you have no way to protect yourself. And exactly, do you think the other side, the terrorism side, doesn't understand that?
Of course they do.
If
they're
I
laughing
was,
their asses
of
off.
Of course. They're playing our system. They're collecting our welfare payments while they're here. They're collecting payrolls while we're here. And then they're using our system against us. This
Correct.
Is by design. This is not
The
by
UK
chance.
Is actually about 8 to 10 years ahead of us in being abused.
Yeah.
But we're right behind them.
Right.
Meat cleaverings and decapitations coming soon to a neighborhood near you, you anti-gun bastards.
And it's not going to take that long. When we come back, Scott Bach.
We're going to talk about Joyzy. And Sweeney and Norcross and other miscellaneous miscreants.
But you should not curse on the radio.
I didn't curse.
Yes, you said Sweeney and Norcross.
Oh.
We're worried about it.
Ren and Stimpy.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it! We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
After that discussion off the air, which I'm very thankful, listeners.
I'll share.
Then we hear Eric Holder's voice. It fits so very well.
I was telling Scott and Sandy that when I sit in the stall of a bathroom doing number two, normally normal people, you try to, you know, be quiet. I try to make things louder, and I follow each noise by a, and usually the bathroom is all mine for the next 10 minutes or so.
Okay, there's your family-friendly radio.
So I just want to... Yes.
Happy Memorial Day, folks.
Listen, Waldorf Chiropractic.
Yes, sir.
I'm getting people... Waldorf Chiropractic, I'm getting people on Facebook and getting emails, and Dr. Eric is sending me emails, Sandy, about how they're signing up. Gary Smith was here the other night to shoot with Gary Jr., and he was showing me the difference he made in the kid's shoulders. And nice. I got to say something to Gary and his wife, Sarah, my compliments to the chefs, because I was a little rough on the boy when he first came in, and he didn't try to strike me back or anything.
Nice.
And he was extremely respectful, so I have to say that. But Gary's been going there, and Sarah and the family, and Gary Jr. So it's Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. And I'll tell you something right now. He's in Bridgewater, New Jersey, Pro 2A guy, NRA instructor. He's a life member of ANJRPC, Scott, by the
way. Excellent.
And don't give your business to a chiropractor or any service that's going to use the profits to fight us.
Right. Exactly.
Send a signal. Exactly. If for the million New Jersey gun owners, we voted with our wallets, they'd be pissed off. So Waldorf Chiropractic, keep it up, Dr. Eric. We love you and Karen and everybody else. Now, Scott. We have you in the house. I'm reading all of this stuff that says that there's infighting with the Dems and the Republicans and Christie. There's stress and pressure going on with all of these bills. Give us some insight, please.
Sure. You know, let me just start by saying that if the Democrats had really wanted to get their agenda done in March, they could have. Okay.
We could have had another New York State on our
hands. That is exactly right. So the first thing I want to say is that it's thanks to thousands of law-abiding gun owners who came out in Trenton that what could have happened in March got slowed down to March, April, and May, which has set the stage for an unbelievable state of affairs right now. In fact, the Senate was supposed to pass their entire agenda on Monday, the 13th of May. And instead, because the Democrats appear to be a little disorganized, they don't quite know exactly what they want to do. Their bills have been changing day to day, sometimes multiple times during the day. When the moment came in the Senate, they needed to amend their signature bills.
Nice. Okay,
This Sweeney omnibus thing that'll throw out the firearms ID card and mandate training in order.
You mean the thing Sweeney says that all other states are going to use as the
model.
Standard and the model?
Yeah.
He's so proud of that.
And 50 cal. So they needed to amend. And on the Senate floor, you can only amend the same day and pass the bill the same day if the other side, the other party, grants what's called an emergency. So they asked...
Because this is an emergency.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they asked State Senator Tom Kaine, the minority leader in the state Senate, Tom Kaine Jr., that's the son of the former governor of the state of New Jersey, for the emergency. And he promptly said, no,
So Steroid Sweeney wasn't happy.
Well,
huh?
what that means is the bill got, those signature bills got put off to the next Senate voting session, which happens to be May 30th. Okay, this coming Thursday. And what that, I mean, the impact of that is much larger than a couple of week delay. Because here's what happens.
Right.
When it goes out of the Senate, then it's got to go back to the Assembly for concurrence, okay? And the Assembly is not going to be hearing this until mid to late June. That means bills are going to go to the governor's desk in late June. They wanted this thing wrapped up by late May or early June.
To avoid the election.
Yeah, the significance of that is the governor has at least 45 days to act. So we could be looking at the governor acting potentially, and we should talk about that later, but... vetoing or conditional vetoing possibly some of these bills in the middle of summer when they're all away on vacation, when they're not scheduled to come back until after the November election, we could have chaos over the summer. If they like, if one of their signature bills gets vetoed or they put a, the governor puts a condition on it, you know, I veto it unless you do this, they could be forced to come back in the middle of the summer. They might not have their typical numbers. It really, I mean, considering we should have had our heads chopped off in New Jersey, you know, in March, and then at latest in early May, this is like a reprieve. This is huge for us, and we have Tom Kaine Jr. to thank for it. Now, there has been a little bit of a consequence.
A lot.
To the Republicans.
It's been published in all the major Politiker, Conservative New Jersey, the North Jersey, NJ.com. Explain what happened.
Well, what happened is, as you said, the Senate President, Steve Sweeney, was obviously very unhappy about this because it disrupts their whole plan and their whole schedule. His response was to promptly announce that all Republican bills are being held from moving in any Senate committee until further notice.
He's going back to his roots of being a union thug. And he just doesn't...
Scott can't say that, but I can. He's proposed these two bills... like with his hoof, like a horse.
Like Mr. Ed.
But anyway, he's a bully. Anyway, he's a bully.
Well, you know, look, traditionally liberal papers, newspapers have come out with scathing editorials against what Sweeney is doing right now. They basically called the action childish. They've said he's being a bully.
You've got liberal newspapers. There are no conservative outlets, outlets in the state.
Not New Jersey.
Well, there you go. But, I mean, this actually disrupts some good Republican bills that nobody could possibly object to. As a cleanup bill that would take care of...
For Morris County.
A problem that they have in that county. So, now, this is... I mean, the interesting thing is that the two of them, meaning Kaine and Sweeney, have been feuding already for months.
Good.
Okay. Kaine has been targeting Sweeney in this election. He thinks that Sweeney can be beaten. And a confidential memo from Kaine to others was leaked earlier this year. And so the two of them have been at war ever since. So this was pouring gasoline on the smoldering dispute between the two of them.
And Kaine Jr. has been donating money to the campaign fund of the woman who's running against Sweeney, or the guy who's running against Sweeney.
It's a woman. Her name is Nikki Trunk, and she's actually extremely good-looking. So just picture the matchup.
How does she sit on the 2A issues?
Well, she has publicly said that she agrees that High Cap Magazine should not be banned.
Could you imagine it's going to look like Shrek is running against the princess with Sweeney and Trunk?
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet. and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappin.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Nappin, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Feenstein.
We got to replace that clip with Loretta Weinberg saying we're going to confiscate.
We just can't get a clean audio of that.
We've tried.
It's horrible.
Real quick, confiscate, ladies and gentlemen. Get out safe, NJ. Survivalequipmentnj.com. Frank DeMeo on Route 10 in Whippany. If you haven't gotten a go bag, a bailout bag, or an emergency bag yet, what are you waiting for? It's only 7 months till Christmas, okay, and Hanukkah. So you should get out there and buy some gifts. I've been giving out go bags for birthday presents because I ran out of giving fire extinguishers and smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. You know, nice. I'm known as the family crazy because I don't give ties and candy and shit.
Dude, so when are we ever not going to be known as the
exactly,
family crazy?
But yeah. Check out Frank. Go to his store. He'll custom tailor you, get a go bag. He has all kinds of seminars on how to can stuff and preserve and purify water, you know, and all kinds of first aid kits and stuff. So support our sponsors. Get out safe, NJ. So, Scott, so there's a feud going on. There's also Van Drew. They're pissed off at Van Drew also, right?
Van Drew is he is a Southern Democrat from the 1st District, and he's been A-rated forever. And he is sticking to his guns, no pun intended. He has been a pleasure to work with through this legislative process. There are actually 3 or 4 positive bills that he is working very hard to try to get moved along with this other package, things that would make a real difference in gun owners' lives. And apparently he took quite a beating from the Democratic caucus on May 13th, the date of that, the infamous date of the turndown of the emergency, apparently because the caucus felt, you know, that he should give in and support gun control like everybody else. He's sticking to his guns, and we're very lucky. You know, right. I just have to say.
He's a rare one, though.
This should not.
Oh, there's a dog outside the studio.
There's a dog in the studio. That's great.
This should not be a partisan issue. You know, it should not.
But it is, and I'm going to take. Here comes the hate mail. I am going to say to every Democrat voter out there right now, what the hell is in your head? Look at who sponsors this nationally and who sponsors this statewide. And I'm speaking to you as a recovering liberal Democrat.
Bitch.
So I mean, this is the way
it is. I have to leave now.
But. Seriously, the Democratic Party is the one spearheading every attack against our Second Amendment rights, every attack against our First Amendment rights. So why are you still supporting these people? You say that these are these people who sat there and said, Obama's the, and they'll still defend him.
Now,
they will still defend him and say he hasn't attacked our gun rights
now,
yet.
Now, look at Jersey. There's other facets going on here. Besides Van Drew getting shit in his caucus, Sweeney's putting his neck out because he was pretty high rated by the NRA also, correct?
That is true. Sweeney has, for a very long time, had an A rating, and it's been well earned.
But is he showing his true colors now, Scott?
There's another problem, though. We have to talk about the Assembly and Sheila Oliver and the Chris Christie facet of this.
Yeah.
Because there's also infighting between the House and Senate because they want Sweeney dropped a 10-round magazine.
That's right.
Okay. So, Scott, let's talk a little bit about get into it.
Well, Sweeney is between a rock and a hard place. Okay.
Good.
And what that means is, on the one hand, he has been with us for a long time, and he needs to stay with us to get reelected in his district. There's a lot of gun owners in the 3rd District in New Jersey.
And a lot of hunters.
That's right. And on the other hand, he needs to stay Senate president, and for that he needs the Democratic caucus to support him. And a handful of extremists in that caucus, led by Loretta Weinberg, State Senator Loretta Weinberg, have basically been, you know, holding his feet to the fire. So he is in a position where whichever way he turns, he loses. So what do you do in that situation? You know, if it were me in that situation, I'd try to please everybody. Okay? That's what he's attempted to do, And in the process, he's pleased no one.
Yep.
I will say the general consensus of those of us who participated in discussions this spring is that the anti-gunners got about 95% of what they were seeking, and we got about 5% of what we were seeking. So while we did have a seat at the table and we had input and dialogue, I would say we're overall surprised at how the process went and not happy with how the process went and the end result. Now, that being said, the end result's not in yet. And as you pointed out, Anthony, you know, about a month ago, one of the leaders in the assembly said to the Senate, you know, we're not happy with this Senate package because it doesn't have the magazine ban. And they said, well, if you don't put the magazine ban in, we're not going to pass the Senate package, which, by the way, was fine with us.
Yeah,
we'd be perfectly happy if the assembly doesn't pass that package. I think they realized they might have misspoken because they've since corrected that. But I mean, how dumb is that to say in the first place? But I mean, what's really going on is Brian Miller of Ceasefire New Jersey and now Heeding God's Call, the latest organization that he's hiding behind.
The sham organization he's hiding. Yeah.
He has Loretta Weinberg's ear, Senator Weinberg's ear, and she has Steve Sweeney's ear. So we see his hand in everything. You know, when Sweeney announced he was jamming this whole package through that gun owners were not happy with, at the same time, and you know, Miller got 95% of what he wanted, he didn't get his magazine banned. So the next thing you know, he's in the press agitating. You know, he got the Mayors Against Illegal Guns to cancel a press conference that was scheduled for Atlantic City where they were going to say how wonderful Sweeney's bill package was, and instead they pulled it. And the next thing you knew, Assemblyman Greenwald made the statement, you know, saying we're not going to pass the package without this. And so they had a little temper tantrum. There is still infighting and intrigue going on between senators and assemblymen over this. The scariest words we heard in all the hearings have been from all the sponsors that, and they have said this is only the beginning. So, folks, if you think this is all going to be over with this round, I don't think so. This is their first...
this is the first volley.
First volley is right. Okay, yeah. There'll be more. This is what they're doing in an election year. Okay,
can you imagine?
What are they going to do when the election is over?
Yes, and I want to talk about that, too. But it's interesting. So Sweeney has fighting among the senators. He's fighting the Republicans and he's fighting the Democrats. You got Van Drew poking the bear. And then Sweeney has to deal with the assembly, okay, with Sheila Oliver and them because they're pissed because he didn't put the magazine ban in the bill. So he's banged across the board. And he's got Kane Jr., who's supporting Trunk, running against him, donating money to his campaign and everything. So he has nowhere to turn, does he?
That's right. He's in a tough spot, okay? And, you know, I say that being frustrated at the process, but I also have to say in fairness to him, he is in a tough spot. Now, you also have to consider strategy, too, because if, for example, Steve Sweeney is defeated, if he's defeated in his election and Republicans don't take over the Senate, we're going to have Loretta Weinberg as the Senate president.
Could you imagine?
Oh, okay, I can't imagine. So it's... you know, it's challenging to deal. This is an extremely complicated situation that we have. Ultimately, these bills are going to wind up on the governor's desk, and that's something we still need to go into today.
I want to definitely talk about the governor. You know, a couple of things. Here's what I think. The governor, if he signs these bills, it makes the New Jersey legislators happy. And it won't really affect his election in New Jersey because he's got Barbara Buono by a landslide right now.
Exactly.
If he we got to go. What are you talking about? Oh, if he doesn't sign him, it can hurt him a little bit, but not much because he's still going to win New Jersey. But it could, you know, either way, it could hurt him nationally. He has to be careful what he does nationally. Even though his wife yesterday said that they're not going to run for the White House in 16, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah,
we all know that.
Of course.
So I don't know. The governor is his own man. Scott and I were quoted in the same article with Human Events, and they quoted me verbatim that, listen, Chris, one thing about Chris Christie is no one's going to push him either way. He's going to do whatever he wants to do.
Right.
And he's come out and said that we had tough enough laws already. And he's come out and said that, you know, we need better mental health checks and we need to increase crime for criminals and how long we keep them in prison so that rapists don't get out in 6 months, you know. Right. So I think he can be okay for us with a lot of things. Plus, he's pretty much no fan of Steve Sweeney, is he?
I don't know what his personal feelings are about Sweeney. He has to work with him, so I know the two of them do work with each other because in a partisan environment, you either have gridlock or you get things done. So don't know about his personal feelings, though.
I want to talk about Chris Christie and how this all plays out when we come back, ladies and gentlemen.
Another thing I want to bring up, too, is what's going on in Carroll County, Maryland, and what's going on out in Colorado, and what we might be able to do as citizens to affect some of this change.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Yes.
By yourself. You can have a live mic with you.
The time for talking to politicians is over. I don't know about you, but I'm done talking to politicians who ridicule our concerns and laugh at us behind closed doors. It's time to start talking to one another and to everyone we meet about defending our right to defend ourselves and our families. And it's time to start a new conversation. And the best conversation starter we've ever seen has just arrived at Gun for Hire Radio Studios. It all started about 6 months ago when award-winning artist Matt Danchus was driving his 8-year-old son Dylan to a Boy Scout sleepover. That was the first time he heard it. The first time he heard us shout, "I will not comply." Matt said as soon as he heard it, he saw an image immediately before him. It was an image so powerful that it literally forced him to pull over to the side of the road and sketch it out right then and there. When Matt showed us his final design, we were totally blown away. The design is made up of two very simple elements, a war-tattered American flag and an image of the Capitol building that visually combine to form one hell of a powerful message. When you look at it, the first thing you notice is that the flag is almost upside down. An upside-down U.S. flag is an official sign of dire distress used in instances of extreme danger to life or property. We the people and the dire distress to our lives and property are represented by that upside-down flag. The 10 stars on the flag, one for each of the amendments in our Bill of Rights, are aligned in the same fashion that they would have been on a World War II flag. The artist wanted a powerful reference to another war where American men and women were forced to defend freedom against tyranny and oppression. If you look closely, you'll see that there's a storm behind the Capitol building. That storm represents the fight that we the people will bring against those who would strip us of our rights to life, liberty, and the defense of our property. Look closer, and you'll notice that the storm behind the Capitol is visually aligned to push the flag back up to its upright and correct position, signifying that it's up to us, you and me, and everyone we can muster to turn our country and this state right side up again. In the center of the design, in big, bold letters, our battle cry, "I will not comply." It's time for we the people to stand together and send a shockwave through Trenton and D.C. It's time to put those arrogant, condescending, self-serving career politicians on notice. It's time to clean house. It's time for every man and woman of conscience to make their voices heard in the streets and in the voting boxes. It's time to let the politicians know that we will not stand idly by while they render us helpless. It's time to change the conversation. They say a picture's worth 1,000 words. Imagine how loud those words will be when those same politicians who ridicule us and laugh behind our backs look out and see tens of thousands of patriots united in mind and spirit and determination. Well, thanks to New York artist Matt Danchus, that amazing inspirational design is now something you can wear, along with tens of thousands of others just like us, who are willing to stand and be counted among those who are unashamed to be unafraid. When you wear your "I Will Not Comply" t-shirt at the range, a neighborhood barbecue, to your kids' ball game, or to a friendly neighborhood gun buyback program, you're saying volumes without even uttering a word. You're saying that you're not just gonna sit down and shut up. You're gonna speak out for your civil rights. Make no mistake about it, we're in a fight for our very lives against a powerful, well-organized, well-funded,
dark and evil force. Victory must be won, one mind, one heart, one soul, one conversation at a time. The gun banners and freedom grabbers are counting on you to do nothing. Let them know they counted wrong. Won't you please help us in our fight for freedom by buying a t-shirt for yourself and maybe another one for someone you know? You can get yours at Gun for Hire Radio Studios, located right here at the beautiful Woodland Park Range, home of the Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, or at any NJ2AS meeting or event. And the proceeds from every sale go to benefit our fight for liberty right here in the not-so-green Garden State. The shirts are available in sizes small all the way up to 5X Fat Bastard. There's even ladies' sizes, too. Won't you please help us in our fight for freedom by buying a t-shirt for yourself and maybe another one for someone you know? Hell, buy one and send it to your mayor, especially if he's one of Bloomberg's crew. Now that ought to send a message.
Sponsored by New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com. Here are some of the NJ2AS bullet points. Number one, the NJ2AS has a Twitter campaign, hashtag NJ2AS. They've launched this campaign encouraging everyone to contact the governor and attorney general to find out why the instant NICS check is taking 14 plus days in New Jersey.
Instant.
New Jersey Frank Fiammingo will be speaking on the issues law-abiding citizens will be facing in the current legislation in the Senate and Assembly at Citizens of Limited Government meeting on Tuesday, May 28th in Bloomfield. I'm a good friend of Sue Ann, her Tea Party, and she's great, Sue Ann Pena. She's a member of the Ranger, by the way.
Nice.
And then the New Jersey Second Amendment Society June monthly meeting will be at the Avalon Golf Club in Cape May. And guess who's speaking? Senator Jeff Van Drew.
Ooh, we should all go.
So go to NJ. It's Cape May County. I can't go down there. I'm a scared. NJ2AS.com.
That's a good way to alienate the south part of the state.
Events.
Do you realize there's some there? People do live south of the Raritan River.
Where?
What?
It's the Mason-Dixon line, actually.
Seriously.
There is a Mason-Dixon line in New Jersey.
Look, I can't say anything.
The last time I went down there, I got gas, and the guy giving me gas said, "The shore are some purty lips you got there."
Nice. Okay, move on.
I'm scared. All right, I like the governor for certain things. I hate him for other things, all right?
His recipes are good.
But he's walking the Jersey Shore yesterday, and he runs into Schnooki, and he gave her shit. Okay.
No, really?
Oh yeah, they caught it on camera and everything. Oh. You're not even from New Jersey, he told her, and everything.
I can't imagine the governor running into anything.
Not helped the shore.
He walked.
Okay?
He lumbered into her.
Yes, yeah. He hulked in.
Just saying.
But I'll tell you what. He is his own man.
Yes,
he is. He talked about banning the 50 cal, which I disagree with. Scott, what are your thoughts? You've had constant communication with the governor's office during all of this. What? How do you feel? I know you can't predict the future, and you won't, but give us some insight.
Well, first, that dialogue is going to be continuing as this process unwinds. I think what we're going to get is a mixed bag, ultimately. And now, look, in this package of bills, there's a number of bills in here that, you know, if the governor signed them, don't actually hurt us. One or two of them actually help us. But if look, for him, I believe this is going to be a national issue for him. He's got a way. If he signs a 50 caliber ban, that is going to be national baggage for him if he ever runs for higher office. He's either going to have to explain it or turn from it and say he changed his mind or whatever. And you know, the issue with that is, I mean, look, the reason a gun ban is so toxic nationally is anybody who subscribes to the philosophy of a gun ban basically has missed the whole point. The notion that you can remove one particular tool from society and everybody's going to be safer
is just
flawed.
Evidence of that on the streets of London the other day.
That's right. Okay, what are we going to ban next? Cleavers?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, hose, whatever you said it was, Anthony.
It was a hoe. It was a H-O-E, the things they were hitting them with the fucking hoe, like the hoe that you garden with, you know?
We all know, I mean, the whole idea behind any gun ban is just faulty logic. So if he signs that now, in a couple of years from now, if he's running for national office, he's going to have to explain it, and there is no way to explain it.
I mean,
there's no credible way to explain it. So at that point, his option is he's going to have to turn from it. He's going to say either I was wrong or I've changed my mind, and neither of those are really viable options. So here's my point, and I would say what we are working toward would be to see that some of the major fallacy bills, the bills that just go after law-abiding guys and nobody else, are not signed by the governor, and that, you know, we know some of these bills are going to be signed, and, you know, we're trying to nudge the process along so it goes into an area where, you know, the bills that do pass actually do have some relation to crime and criminals, and stay away from the good guys.
How about just enforcing the laws that are on the books now?
That's exactly right.
I want to give you guys an example. In New York, at Hofstra University, Uniondale, New York.
Yeah, perfect.
There
example.
Was a home invasion by a shitbag, and he had the one girl in the bathroom with a gun to her head. And they sent another girl to a Mac machine to get money. These were violent criminals. And she called the police instead. And the first officer on the scene ended up having a shootout. And he shot the shitbag. He killed him. And he also shot the girl in the head accidentally. So the way it comes out is now the press and people at large are saying the cop screwed up because he shot the girl in the head. Because we all know that cop woke up that day and said, I feel like killing a 19-year-old innocent girl and suffering myself the rest of our lives. Well, here's what our society needs to look at. This shitbag, Dalton Smith, was already, he was in jail for 10 years for armed robbery.
Right.
And he was out on parole. And the parole panel, they praised him.
No,
the
parole panel praised him. He was a model prisoner when he wasn't raping and killing people.
He was a model prisoner and that he completed a program in prison to curb his aggressive behavior. Okay?
That worked out well, didn't
it? Yeah. And then he gets out of prison early. And he gets a conditional release, and he agrees to maintain employment and submit to drug testing and comply with court orders. And he goes out and commits a home invasion, holds a gun to the girl's head. The cop, when he pointed the gun at the cop when the cop opened the bathroom door, the cop fired. One of the bullets hit the girl in the head. Of course, now it's the cop's fault.
And push comes to shove. Strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
I had to look away so I wouldn't crack up, you bastard.
We're back.
We're back. Oops. All right, Scott.
It's a good thing you don't have access to our off-air stuff.
Scott, this week, Gun for Hire at the Woodland Park Range, this week we'll be receiving our FFL. I have to appear Thursday the 30th, I think it is. Is Thursday the 30th?
Thursday is
at
the 30th.
At 3:30, I have to appear
before the judge.
Superior Court before the judge,
yeah.
And she has to approve and sign off on my retail merchandise firearms license. So once that's done, I'll be able to sell ammunition.
Let me ask the attorney here. Should he go unrepresented to this?
I just want to say, no, I'm going up unrepresented. I'm wearing my I Will Not Comply shirt.
Okay, very good.
I would like to say that I want to thank all of our veterans and those who served and family members who supported those who served.
Well, you're doing a hell of a thing
over Memorial Day
weekend.
Well, this weekend, what we're doing for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday is it's 20% off for veterans, and every veteran that comes in gets a flag. And we're asking that maybe if they have time, they could stop by a cemetery and leave the flag on the grave of someone who served or maybe gave their life, whether
How
it's
cool
a family member
Scott?
Or a stranger.
Cool.
It's pretty amazing.
So, and it's been a really good turnout. I bought 500 flags, and The first day I gave out 200, and I don't know how many we gave out the second day so far. So it's been pretty good. So I want to thank all our vets for their support, and of course the families and friends that support them. Listen, I never serve, but I have a stepson in, and I donate to Wounded Warrior. And anytime somebody comes and touches me and asks me for something for veterans, whatever. Yeah, right. And the only discount we give normally at the Woodland Park Range is to active veterans, by the way, other than like an ANJRPC or an NJ2AS discount. The only other discount we give, we don't give like any other affinity group discounts. It's only for vets.
Yeah.
By the way, Scott, help us out here. The number one complaint right now is the not so instant background check.
We've renamed it.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
I renamed it.
That's the number two complaint. The number one complaint is it's taken me 9 months to get the permit so yeah. I can go down and have my non-instant background check.
Which now the permit runs out while you're waiting for the instant background check.
It's the not so instant background
Look,
check.
Look, we've been working on this issue quietly with the governor's office for several months. Okay, in response to our efforts, the governor's office has seen that the staff has doubled. Okay.
It's not. We know it's not. We can go right to federal NICS.
Right. Why do we need an intermediary?
Listen,
in between?
I would love if we could make that happen. Okay. But right now, that's not in the cards.
In a state that is fiscally broke.
Correct.
You know, we're swimming in debt, and yet we're finding ways to place redundancies in things that we don't like.
Look, there are people going across the river to Pennsylvania and buying long guns there lawfully and walking away with them the same day.
Sure.
Okay. Look, bottom line is the fact that New Jersey is what's known as a point of contact state for NICS is not going to change in the short term. Right now, staff has been more than doubled. We know that hasn't taken care of the backlog. The backlog now is up around 17 days. That's the average.
Days.
That is the average, and it's unacceptable. And we hope that within the next few weeks we will be able to have a visible change and have that backlog taken care of and then to wind it back.
But for our listeners nationally, here's what we're dealing with in the Garden State coming to a neighborhood near you. We have to wait sometimes 6 to 9 months to get a pistol permit, which is good for 90 days. Okay, so if you're shopping around and you get close to that and you're within, say, 15 days of it expiring and you go purchase a gun and it takes 18 days in order to get that instant check,
start over.
You have to start all over again.
They're not even allowing grace periods.
Well, we've asked for a grace period that if your handgun purchase permit is live on the day you submit it to the dealer and it expires while you're waiting for the check, that there should be a grace period. That, you know, the fact that it expires during the check should not be a basis to deny.
And what they say?
And we are waiting for an answer on that. We don't have an answer. And if they get rid of the backlog, it's going to take care of itself.
And if we were 18 days behind in mailing out welfare checks, what would happen in the state?
They'd fix that really fast.
Real fast.
Because that's different.
Yeah.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years. With 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Take a piece of America back.
It's called truth. It's called truth.
We the last of the vintage flow. Okay, you can talk now.
son of a bitch. So we're 17 to 21 days behind on Nick's approvals to exercise our Second Amendment right. What if any of our state's social assistance, welfare, or any other type of entitlement program was 18 days behind in delivery? Would it be fixed by now, Bob?
Yeah, right.
It wouldn't have been a problem in the first place. Okay. They never would have let it get bad.
Exactly right.
Okay, someone I know always says a right delayed is a...
right denied.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we're denying our rights. I have friends 9 months to get their permits. My buddy Frank, just 9 months to get his permit from Corwell with that whole mental health background. They lost all the records. So he sees me last night. He goes, oh, I'm coming tomorrow. I'm going to go next door. I'm going to buy a gun. Cool. He goes, I can shoot it the same day. I said, no. Now you have to wait for the instant background check. He goes, good. So I can shoot it right today. I said, no, it takes 3 weeks. He goes, how is that an instant background check?
It's instant. Just add water. Yeah. The trick is water. It's dehydrated water.
Yeah, see, dehydrated water.
I'm so tired. Listen, here's a law-abiding citizen of ours that comes into the range all the time. His name is Jason L. Davis, and he wrote a letter to the governor. And he even wrote, I hope this letter finds you well. I'd like to be open to say thank you, not only for taking the time to read the letter, but also having what you have done for our state, you know, because he's a strong, principled leader.
It's a very short list, by the way, yeah. Governor.
But he would like to ask him to continue his rationale and principled fight for the residents of New Jersey and to our fundamental, pre-existing, constitutionally protected right of self-defense and defense of our families, okay? And he goes on and on. He goes, he believes that it's violence and reckless disregard for our lives and lives of others that are the big problem in our society, not the law-abiding citizens. And he wrote, he is one of over 1 million law-abiding, tax-paying, voting citizens of this state. Implore you to continue your fight for the interest of the residents of New Jersey. Please stand with us and do not allow these proposals to deprive me of my natural right to defend myself and my family. And he wrote, thank you and wish them continued health, a lot better than I would. And he wrote, Jason L. Davis, lifelong resident of New Jersey. He's married. He has 3 daughters. You know, this is what we stand for. You know how they do those commercials, I am the NRA or whatever?
Yeah, right.
This is the ANJRPC.
Yes,
okay.
That's a great letter.
This is the New Jersey gun owners here.
The problem is that no one is reading this except for some low-level staffer who's going to,
form letter comes back.
Exactly. Now, one of the things that I see happening nationally here, and this is, I used to live in Carroll County, Maryland, and the commissioner, Richard Rothschild, who is a commissioner in the Carroll County, Maryland, has declared a Second Amendment sanctuary for Carroll County. And you've got the sheriffs now in Colorado who have all banded together and said, we're not going to enforce this.
And a bunch of sheriffs in New York State.
Yes. So what I would suggest to everyone is that this is a grassroots sort of a movement. Scott was thanking everyone, including you guys out there, who really made your voices known. A lot of times we get very discouraged in that what we're doing doesn't seem to be making any difference whatsoever. But apparently, Senator Norcross is now very upset over a YouTube video that's going around.
Quarter of a million hits.
We can make a difference. Social media is the key here.
Listen, if I can just jump on that point. Every action makes a difference. Even if you don't see it, even if it feels like it's futile, you must take the action. The only reason we are still in this fight right now is because we took action in February. Right. And in February, it didn't look like it did anything. It didn't stop anything from coming out of the assembly. But guess what? The Senate was watching, and they moved slower. And when they moved slower, they made mistakes along the way, and we've capitalized on those mistakes. Now we're looking at have this stuff in the middle of the summer. So right now, I'm getting a lot of people writing to me either, the biggest... challenge we have right now is gun owner fatigue. We're exhausted. It's been 5 exhausting months. We've never taxed gun owners as much as they have been taxed in terms of things to do as we have in the last 5 months. And I'm going to say you have got to keep going. Right now, the focus is not yet on the governor's office. It is still on the state Senate. On May 30th, the Senate's going to hear those deferred bills, a whole bunch of them. Please sign up for ANJRPC's email alerts. We'll be telling you what's coming up and when. Please, please, please keep calling your state senator and your assemblymen and urge them to oppose all new gun control. This game is still not over, and it's going to go right through the mid to late June. So please stay engaged. Do not be discouraged. Do not be fatigued. The actions you're taking now are going to influence what happens with the governor over the summer.
And I'm going to add to that and say, please, in addition to contacting the state senators and assembly people, talk to your neighbors. Talk to the people, talk to the people at the range, to the gun owners who sit back complacently and do nothing. Talk to your neighbors, do things for your neighbors, show your neighbors what a good law-abiding gun owner looks like. Their problem, the problem of the general perception of the public of gun owners is we're a bunch of, you know, butt crack, you know, showing
angry middle-aged white guys.
Yes, exactly.
You know what? Last week's show, we had Ainsley Reynolds on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we're starting a colored coalition, people of color. And Ainsley and Garrett, quiet you. I could say that.
You could? Okay, go ahead.
I did not say actually. Colored people. We're starting a colored coalition. Anything but white. Anything but white. I have a ton of volunteers. Ramen, who's a student here, and a member. They all want to get involved. Scott, I have to ask you your opinion. No politician wants to be called a racist, right?
True.
Ever.
Ever.
No politician ever wants to be called a homophobe, right?
Of course not.
Okay. So, because we got a ton of emails. Ainsley, me, Gary, Sandy, we've been having a talk. In all the assembly hearings and all of the Senate hearings, would you guys have been treated differently if the majority of attendees were of color?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I think, I don't know if you've seen the few conservative minorities who have spoken out in the country. They are demonized. They have, you know.
Scott, I know, but what I'm saying is, what if there were 35 people out of the 50 in the audience were people of color?
Look, clearly it would make a difference. Clearly, they would be treated differently than the way the folks that were there.
A bunch of middle-aged white guys dressed in camo.
Scott, I think I found a chink in the armor. I'm telling you right now, Scott, shut up, both of you. You should see the two of them rolling their eyes here. I'm outnumbered. Gary, Ainsley, I need some people. Sean, I need people to come here and start slapping people. Anyway, talk back at Gun for Hire Radio. I've gotten about 10 or 12 emails already, people of color. I've gotten Facebook posts, people of color. I've gotten people come to me personally. I'm forwarding these emails to Ainsley. Ainsley is starting this coalition. We want, listen, I'm telling you, if you take old ladies and people with disabilities and people of alternate lifestyle, I got emails that a few people said I should have included. Alternate lifestyle, because you don't want to be accused of gay bashing or being a homophobe today, right? Scott, our politicians have to speak much more guarded and much more reserved when they're dealing with minorities, because they're, especially the Democrats, where the majority of their votes, they're looking at us going, well, they're not my constituents. Yeah, my constituents are black people from Patterson, let's say.
Imagine if the YouTube video, you know, involve the legislators disrespecting a minority.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We need to exploit it. Right. We need your support. Right. I found the Achilles tendon. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you.
Achilles heel.
I can't say the colored coalition.
Heel.
It's Achilles tendon. You cut the Achilles tendon for the Achilles heel. Shut up, both of you. I can't say the colored coalition. When I said the colored coalition, they both rolled their eyes. I'm not prejudiced. I hate everybody.
I got to get the hate mail. So
listen, come down to the Woodland Park Range in Woodland Park, a.k.a. West Patterson. Also, the same zip code as Little Falls. I don't know how this shit got started. It's 07424 is the zip code. We're open 8 in the morning till 10 at night, 363 days a year. Indoor 50, indoor 25. We got a lounge, we got a cafe, we got a VIP lounge. All Gun for Hire classes are here.
We got a radio show
every Saturday at 1 o'clock. We record here.
And a jellyfish.
I'm a jellyfish swimming in a sea of losers. All Gun for Hire classes are on the website. They are all here now. We have a selection of I Will Not Comply t-shirts here. They are also available online. People are buying them. I'm wearing an I Will Not Comply t-shirt to court on Thursday.
Very nice.
Okay, Scott, I may need legal counsel. You have to refer someone to me.
It's almost a given.
Yes. Scott can't represent me because he's seen me. Anyway, go ahead.
What?
That's it.
Well, you've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to this nonsense.
Thank you for your support, Scott.
Good for Hire Radio's Counterthink Media Production. Thank you, Scott. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, the jellyfish swimming in a sea of losers, Attorney Scott Bach, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. Stay safe. Be sure to pick up your I Will Not Comply t-shirt. You can get them online or get them at the Gun for Hire range in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Please reach out to everyone you know. Get active. Get involved. It's our rights at stake. See you next week. From sea to ocean.